Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Juliana Kalil, Investor Relations Coordinator at Indústrias Home. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in Home's conference call to discuss 2013's third quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.home.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Divaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Chief Financial Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Administrative and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Divaldo will comment on the company's 2013 third quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Divaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us attending this third quarter 13 Rome's earnings release call. At this time, I would start my speech to make some comments on the current business environment in Brazil, in which almost 77% of our revenue is generated. At the second quarter of current year, Brazilian industrial GDP grew 2.8%, and the gross fixed capital formation was increased by 9%. These two numbers give us some hope, but we should consider that this number was on a very low base that had negative growth for four consecutive quarters since the first quarter of 2012. Consider that our product, capital goods, are strongly impacted by the economic scenarios, specifically for new investment on the industrial production expansion, and also considering that the level of the installed capacity utilization is still wavering between 80 to 85%, and the level of the industrial executive confidence index is very low, around 54%. So our behavior remains neutral to slightly positive. Three major events coming here could bring some volatility to the economic environment. The first one is the carnival that we know very well, but the Soccer World Cup and the presidential election could bring some risks and opportunity to our business. So consider all of these mentioned points. Our main focus for the following quarters is still on the operational efficiency of our company, the reduction of the production lead time, and from massive to a flexible production system are some of the projects in which we are dedicated great effort. As much as these projects are implemented, we expect positive impact on our business performance. One important event took place during this third quarter 13, that it was within the voluntary liquidation of Rome Italia. We sold part of the Italian assets to a third party per 1 euro, but at the same time, we transferred all the employees and its related labor liability, eliminate the large risk we could have on the liquidation procedure. Due to this fact, we booked some loss on this quarter, but we don't see other potential liabilities to be booking the next quarters. Only normal expense related to the maintenance of the existing industrial building that's still in our, as our property, as well fiscal and account tasks that should be performed until the liquidation process ends. Now talk about the book fair Weber, as we already explained in our previous call, due to the production lead time, when we analyze quarterly book fair numbers, this does don't give us the right understanding about this business. After 2 weak quarters, the third quarter number shows the real potential performance of the company. Fabio later on will go more deeply into their numbers. But focus on the book fair market. We see that the China is still very strong for new orders entry, differentially from consumer capital goods is still very strong in that country, allowing us to keep a positive participation on that market. As already mentioned on calls, Booker established a sales team. The American market gave us expectation to close the first deal within this year, starting the relaunch of the company in that very important market. So this is my introductory comment, and now I turn the call to Fabio. I'll be back later on during the Q&A sections. Fabio, please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending to this web conference. Starting slide number 3, in this slide, we have the highlights of this quarter. The net revenues in the third quarter amounted to 181 million or 20.2% higher than previous quarter, especially due to BW revenues this quarter that increased from 18 million in the second quarter to 45.3 million reais in this quarter. In the 9 month period, net revenues increased by 17.4% in all the three business units. Gross margin continues to improve, mainly due to operational efficiency measures and gradual price recovery related to exchange rate. EBITDA in the third quarter amounted to 18.1 million or 9.9% due to the gross margin recovery and also due to higher volume that diluted fixed costs and operating expenses. For the reasons just mentioned, also net profit from continued operations amounted to 9.1 million in this third quarter. Also, cash generation was positive this quarter, reducing the net debt by 17.2 million. Order entry was 31% higher when compared to the third quarter 2012. It was lower when compared to the previous quarter, due to the normal seasonality of Romy's business. In the second quarter, the order entry is usually higher due to the important trade shows in Brazil. Solid backlog of 339 million shows a positive scenario for the next quarter. And in September, certain assets of Romy Italia were sold as part of the liquidation process announced in April this year. We'll provide further details about this subject in a specific chart during this presentation. Moving to the slide number 4, this is the gross fixed capital formation, GDP, industrial GDP. What we see is, although gross fixed capital formation is higher when compared to a low base in 2012, the macroeconomic scenario this quarter has remained the same, where customers still face uncertainties about their future demand. Then slide number 5, this is capacity utilization. The capacity utilization was flat when compared to the previous quarters, showing that a strong investment cycle is not likely to happen in the near future. This slide number 6, this is the Entrepreneurs Confidence Index. The confidence index has slightly recovered in the last 3 months. However, it's in a lower level, showing that entrepreneurs are still not comfortable in making new relevant investments. Slide number 7. This is the revenue distribution. In the revenue distribution of machine tools, we see a growth in machinery and agriculture. Agriculture business in Brazil has performed pretty well, and demand of such sector for new machines has increased. The job shops, which are Rumi's main customers, are still feeling the low performance of the domestic industry as well as its uncertainty about their future demand. In the plastics division, automotive grew its participation when compared to 2012, mainly due to the weak performance of home appliance and job shops. In the casting business, the three main segments, which are trucks, agriculture, and wind power components, increased its demand for parts this year, especially the wind power industry. Slide number 8. This is the net sales per business unit. Machine tools account for about 70% of the revenues in the first 9 months of 2013, followed by castings with 17.9 and plastics machines with 12.3. If we look at the quarterly revenues, we see an increase in revenues when compared to the same quarter of 2012 and also when compared to the previous quarter. Foreign market increased this quarter due to BW revenues that amount to 45.3 million reais. Slide number nine, this is the foreign market. In the foreign market, Europe is Rumi's main market, followed by Asia, represented by BW revenues, then Latin America and US market. This quarter, foreign revenues were higher than previous quarter, basically due to BW revenues. The new exchange rate level enhances Rumi products' competitiveness in the global market, and it can give us a good opportunity to increase export with reasonable margins. Slide number 10, the order entry and backlog. Order entry was 31% higher than in the third quarter 2012 and 19.6% lower than in the previous quarter because of the normal seasonality of the business. Once in the second quarter, there are the two most important trade shows in Brazil. Order entry for the 9 month period was 21.2% higher than 2012, with growth in all the three business units. Even in a challenged economic scenario, Rumi is keeping its competitiveness and our products are highly recognized by our customers. In slide number 11, this is the cost of goods sold. This is mainly due to the restructuring concluded in the first half of 2012 and the several operating efficiency measures taken since then. In 2013, we can notice that the materials gained representation and salaries decreased, showing improvements on the cost side. Imported components decreased its participation in materials structure, mainly because the castings was the business that most grew and imported materials are not significant in its cost structure. Slide number 12, profitability. Gross margin has increased quarter over quarter as we expect, as a result of the operating efficiency measures and also the price recovery related to the exchange rate. Operating margins have also increased quarter over quarter due to the aspects just mentioned and also due to the higher revenues in 2013 when compared to 2012 that dilutes operating expenses. Important to notice that delinquency level decreased in 2013, reducing the level of bad debt provision and consequently the D&A expenses were such expenses are recognized. Slide number 13, EBITDA margin reached 9.9% this quarter, showing a solid recovery quarter over quarter. The reasons are those mentioned in the previous chart. Continued operations presented net profit for the second quarter, the second quarter in a whole, showing the recovery of the margins mentioned before. Slide number 14, this is the business unit's results. All three businesses recovered margins when compared to 2012. In the machinery businesses, the margin improvement is due to the following aspects: higher revenues, cost reduction measures, and price recovery. In the casting business, the higher capacity utilization this year was the main aspect that supported the margins improvement. Casting's capacity utilization is still in a low level, but increasing quarter over quarter this year. The third quarter capacity utilization was about 60%. Slide number 15, the cash position. The cash by the end of third quarter amounted to 105.4 million, and the net debt reduced by 17 million this quarter, showing consistent cash generation in the last four quarters. In 2013, the net debt reduced by 36 million. The margin improvement, as well as the reduction in production lead time and delinquency, were the main aspects of the cash generation this year. Moving to the slide number 16, this is the Buchheim Weber results. In the nine-month period ended in September, BW increased its revenues by 17.8%, as well as the gross margin. Other operating expenses in 2012 was impacted by the purchase price allocation in the amount of 3.2 million. As mentioned last quarter, BW revenues this year are more concentrated in the second half of the year, and then we expect to see a good performance in the following quarter. BW order entry continues to present good figures in 2013. The new orders this quarter amounted to 42.8 million reais, or 26.2% higher than the previous quarter. For the 9 month period, and in September, the order entry in 2013 was 77.1 million, or 43% higher than the same period of 2012. As Rivaldo mentioned at the beginning of this call, European market is quite good, but the Asian market it's demanding a good level of machines. Slide number 17. This is the Buchheim and Weber balance sheet. The main changes in the balance sheet this quarter were the cash increase and inventory reduction due to the higher revenues this quarter. Moving to the slide number 18, this is about discontinued operations, Rome Italia. In April this year, Rome announced Rome Italia liquidation. In September, certain assets were sold, as well as most of the employees and the related labor liabilities were transferred to the buyer. In the accounting side, this deal resulted in a loss of 5.5 million euros, fully booked until the second, in the second and third quarters of 2013. Important to mention that the loss of 5.5 million does not represent a cash burn, only accounting impact. The asset sold details can be seen in this chart. It's also important to mention that the assets sold did not include a property in Turin area. Such property can be sold in the future, and if it happens, it will bring cash to Rome Italia and also offset partially the losses. The subsidiaries in England, France, and Spain also were not part of the deal and will continue to assist Rome's strategy for expansion of its operations abroad. In slide number 19, this is the share performance. The share performance lower than Ibovespa reflects the modest performance of the Brazilian industry and also the uncertainties about the future demand and its competitiveness. Well, this was the presentation about the most important aspects of the third quarter 2013. Thank you very much, everyone, and let's move to the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial and analyst investors. Again, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. That does conclude today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for participating on this call, and I hope to have you on board again in the next call. Thank you.
That does conclude Home's quarter earnings conference call. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.